Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
Hey teachers, back to school is right around the corner. Have you been struggling to hear little Tommy talk in the back of the classroom or Susie ask you a question? Does the principal sound like he has a waste can over his head? Is that the bell I hear ringing? There's no time to waste. Jump on the bus now. Call Taylor Hearing Centers for your free test at 424-4600. Remember, all active and retired Arkansas teachers have up to $2,800 of hearing aid benefits to use every 3 years.
Ken Griffey Jr. said, "Talent may get you on the field, but it's effort and attitude that will keep you there." Those are some terrific words to live by, and the staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, stop by and visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the World Series teams, and welcome to Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Back at Pitts Field at McLean Park, and we're getting close to getting this one underway. The umpires having their meeting with the head coaches of these ball clubs. Nicholas Foss is the manager of the Bismarck Ball Club. Alex Horner is the other coach. Mount Home managed by Tom Jordan, Kevin Beckham, and Chester Jones, Bubba Jones, coaches for Mountain Home. This Bismarck Ball Club, 35-5 on the season. And what's odd is they got here without winning their state tournament. They lost to West Fargo in the state tournament championship. Colorado did not have a representative for the region. So Bismarck got in as a wild card, and then they win the region. And here they are in the Babe Ruth World Series after not winning their state. This team won state last year. They won the regionals as 11-year-olds, did not have a World Series to go to. So just like this Mount Home Ball Club, a lot of tradition, and they have played together for a long time. And it's going to be a tough test for Mountain Home this evening. Nick Devine will get the start on the hill for Bismarck this evening. He had pitched a two-hit shutout in the regional championship game. In the regionals, he pitched very well. Pegors, who will start later in the tournament, an outstanding pitcher for this Bismarck Ball Club as well. He had a couple of wins and a couple of saves in the regionals. They play most of their games in North Dakota and Minnesota as far as where they play throughout the summer. Bismarck with the red uniforms, white pants, Blue Storm with the black jerseys, blue pants, and the blue jerseys this evening. It's been a great day of baseball so far. A lot of folks have made the trip here to watch their teams. I was looking at some of the travel time. My goodness, Bismarck, just over 1,063 miles. Located right in the central part of North Dakota, right there on I-94. Population about 72,000 in the city, a lot more than that in the metro area. They came over 1,000 miles. One, two, three, four, five of the 10 teams traveling over 1,000 miles, Tri-Valley, California, which most of the players are from San Ramon. They got the farthest, over 1,900 miles to get here for the tournament. Again, the results of the games earlier today, it was Tri-Valley defeating Eagle Pass, Texas by a score of 10-4. Keene, New Hampshire, a winner over Jasper, Indiana, 9-8. And the game just before this, Tri-County, of course, that's a team that won the North Arkansas State Tournament. That's how they got into the World Series. They are made up of players from Izzard, Fulton, and Sharp counties. They had a they were down 4-2 going into the fourth, and Tallahassee exploded for 14 runs, and Tallahassee won it by a score of 18-2. All right, we are ready to get this one started. Mountain Home and Bismarck, North Dakota. It's Will Beckham stepping in to lead things off for the Blue Storm here this evening. Boy, what a great crowd turned out here at Pittsfield and McLean Park. First pitch is going to miss high from Nick Devine. 1-0 to Beckham with Ellison and Jordan to follow here in the top of the first for Mountain Home. Vines ready with the next delivery. Misses high and outside. Upset with himself, already kind of staring up at the sky. 2-0 the count to Beckham, leading things off. Beckham, the Mountain Home right fielder this evening. Here comes the 2-0, and high and outside again. And Devine has missed high and outside with the first three pitches. Beckham will be taking here with a 3-0 count. Leading off to start the game, and this one's high and outside. Four straight pitches by Devine that miss. So a four-pitch walk to Beckham. He runs at first, and it brings Reed Ellison, the Mountain Home shortstop, to the plate. The catcher Stiefel goes out to try to settle his pitcher Devine down. Devine missing pretty much the same spot with every pitch, high and outside, all four pitches. Beckham leads off first, and Ellison will step in. The throw to first gets by the first baseman, and Beckham will move on down to second. He will stop there on the air, and Mountain Home with a runner in scoring position. So a walk and an error. And Mountain Home with something going here in the top half of the first inning. Ellison looking to see his first pitch of the night. Mountain Home trying to strike early here against a very good Bismarck ball club. The ball bounces up there. Good job by Stiefel behind the plate to keep it close, at least close enough where Beckham could not advance. 1-0 now to Ellison. Devine has missed with five straight pitches. This one is lined right side. The first baseman, Shell, has it. Steps on the bag. Gets the out there. Throw to third, and Beckham is in safely. So a good job of hitting by Ellison. Hits behind the runner and allows Beckham to move up. One down, and the three-hole hitter for Mountain Home, Trent Jordan, will come to the plate. He's a lefty. Beckham runs at third. The infield pulled in, especially at the corners. There's a called strike as Jordan takes the first pitch for strike one. Devine ready, checks on Beckham over at third, and the pitch is bunted right in front of the plate, and it's going to be a foul ball. Got him in the box for strike two. So Beckham was coming from third. Jordan's able to get the bunt down, but it hit him in the box. And so it's now 0-2 count on Jordan. Devine ready. Ground ball left side. The third baseman has it. He'll go to first with it. And the throw is in time, but the first baseman comes off the bag to make the catch. Everybody is safe. Beckham scores, and Mountain Home strikes first. The throw from Pegors at third, pulling Shell off the base at first. Second error of the inning by Bismarck. So a 1-0 Mountain Home lead. And the Blue Storm with a runner at first down. The cleanup hitter, Dawson Stockton, steps in. First pitch misses outside for ball one. Lawson Stockton batting cleanup. That pitch is taken for a strike just above the belt. 1-1 with Maines Whitty to bat next. Devine checks the runner. The pitch is outside. 2-1. Beckham led the inning off with a four-pitch walk. Moved to second on the errant pickoff at first. Went to third on the ground out and scored on the ground ball by Jordan. There's a swing and a miss by Stockton. The count's even now. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jordan edges off first. Here's the 2-2. Jordan's running. The pitch is fouled back out of play. So we'll do it again. One nothing. Mountain Home with the lead. We're in the top of the first. Next pitch to Stockton. This ball is hit deep left side and it's going to fall foul. A lot of foul territory here at this new park, and the left fielder, Clipful, gave it a long chase and couldn't get there. So the count remains 2-2. Devine set the pitch. This ball's hit deep into left field. This is going to score a run. It's over the left fielder Clipful's head all the way to the wall. Stockton around first, heads for second. Here comes the runner Jordan around third. He will score. And sliding safely into third with a triple is Stockton. It's 2-0 Mountain Home. Boy, Stockton gave that one a ride. This is such a huge field, of course, with 13-year-olds. They're playing in a little bit, so he hit that one over Clipful's head, and he had to chase after it. That allowed Jordan to score all the way from first. 2-0 Mountain Home with the lead. Brett Maines comes to the plate now for Mountain Home, the 5-hole hitter. Takes that first pitch low and outside for ball one. Vine struggling to find the plate here in this first inning. The 1-0 pitch. Ground ball right side. This will score the run. The second baseman, Welk, has it. Throws to first. Gets the out. Another run scores. 3-0. Mountain Home, a great start by the Blue Storm here. Stockton crosses the plate. Maines picks up the RBI with the ground out. Second out of the game, of the inning, I should say. And the second baseman, Dodge Harris, will bat now for Mountain Home. Steps in from the right side and hits this one in the air into left field. Clipful will come in and cannot get to it. That's going to drop in. Clipful barely got a glove on it as he had to come dive for it. So the hit for Harris. Second hit of the inning for Mountain Home. Harris runs at first with two outs, and Keegan Rickman comes to the plate now for Mountain Home. Two outs, and runner at first. Takes the first pitch in for a strike. Rickman at the plate. Jones waits to bat next. Couldn't ask for a better start for Mountain Home here in this first inning. Next pitch on the outside corner. Good job by the catcher, Stiefel. Frame that one and held it there for the umpire to see. 0-2 now to Rickman. He sets up outside again. Stiefel does. Pitches on the outside corner, called strike three. Well, he set up after off the plate, and Devine did a good job of hitting his glove, and he never had to move it. You'll get the call. He did that time. But a great start for Mountain Home. Three runs in the top half of the first. We'll head to the bottom of the first. 3-0 Mountain Home, Lenny Bismarck. You're listening to Mountain Home Babe Ruth Baseball and Classic Hits 101.7.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Not only is McDonald's crispy 20-piece chicken McNuggets only $5, but they're dropping...
New heat!
Introducing the limited edition Sriracha Mac Sauce for those who like to turn it up. Get a 20-piece chicken McNuggets for $5 to dip into our spicy Sriracha Mac Sauce. You'll love it so much, you'll want to try it on our new signature Sriracha Sandwich.
It's lit!
Only at McDonald's. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Kicks and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Back at Pittsfield at McLean Park, Mountain Home hangs three on the board in the first inning. Now Bismarck will come up for the first time this evening. Mountain Home playing at 8 o'clock again tomorrow night, Saturday night, off Sunday night, and then 8 o'clock on Monday. That's when pool play ends. Bracket play, single elimination bracket play starts on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, the semifinals, the championship game next Thursday. And hopefully that's the way the schedule works. I know there's rain in the forecast and tomorrow and Sunday especially, so hopefully everything works out where don't get behind. Bismarck at the plate. Jackson Klepfel will step in and lead things off here for Bismarck. First pitch from Trenton Jordan is high for ball one. Klepfel, and House here in this first inning for Bismarck. Jordan's next pitch, big swing and a miss for strike one. Mountain Home got that leadoff walk in the top of the first inning and took advantage and wound up putting three on the board. There's a big break ball. Misses low from Jordan. 2-1 the count now to Jackson Klepfel. It's Carter Klepfel in the on-deck circle. Next delivery is a swing and a miss for strike two. Stayed up in the zone and Klepfel chased after it. Trenton Jordan ready to deal again. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he gets the strikeout. So one Klepfel is down. The other steps in. This is Carter coming to the plate now for Bismarck. About a 15-and-a-half-hour drive for the parents that drove down. First pitch misses to Carter Klepfel for ball one. Of the teams from out of the area, Jasper, Indiana is about the closest, 424 miles. Two and zero the count to Klepfel as Jordan misses again. House waiting to bat next here for Bismarck. That pitch is in for a strike. 2-1. Infield playing straight up the center fielder. Stockton from Mountain Home is shading well over towards left field. huge gap in right center. Ball's grounded to the left side. The third baseman, Stone, stays with it. Comes up, fires to first in time. Boy, mishandled it when the ball came off the bat. He knocks it down, comes up, and shows that strong arm. Fires across the diamond and gets the out. Nice play by July Stone. That's the second out of the inning, and it brings Griffin House, the extra hitter, to the plate. You get to bat 10. So he's the EH. First pitch from Jordan. Misses outside for ball one. Doesn't wind up. Works from the stretch, even with no runners on base. This is high for that one. 2-0. House, the three-hole hitter for Bismarck. 2-0 count. Jordan finally gets the sign he likes from Rickman. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. And it's in for a strike at the knees. 2-1. Here's the next delivery now from Jordan. A swing and a miss as House chased one out of the zone. It's 2-2. Jordan looking to maybe end this first inning right here. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and a big breaking ball. Big curveball. Jordan strikes out two and sets down Bismarck. In order, we'll head to the second inning. At the end of one, Mountain Home 3, Bismarck, North Dakota 0. You're listening to Mountain Home Babe Ruth Baseball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime, in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.